David Main, M-A-I-N.
I don't know what
senior.
You know what that about.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. White Slave Society, and I'm also a board member, a council member of the Indigenous Environmental Network. I'm a board member of the International Indian Tree Council. And I don't know, you know, it's been in the news quite a bit recently about Pegasus Mining Company, gold mining company in the Little Rocky Mountains. That's where we're from, my nephew and I here. And we've been struggling with those people for about 17 years now. We've had a few small victories, I guess, recently. But we're having a difficult time with that. They're polluting our water, destroying our sacred sites, the habitat for animals, our plants, and our medicines. And you know, they take a hundred tons of rock to get 1 ounce of gold. You know, you can see the destruction that they're causing there. You know, I don't care if they do make out of water right now. We don't like the idea of them tearing our mountains down. You know, and I don't know too much about the scientific names of these things, but I know they're mentioning cyanide, mercury, arsenic. Those are poisons, you know. They're going to be there forever for our grandchildren. We don't want to leave that thing for our grandchildren. And to start with, they stole that land anyway, 100 years ago. They sent a delegation out from Washington, D.C. to steal our land, called the Grinnell Agreement. Made an agreement. There was no agreement. You know. And I expect them to send another one pretty soon, wear us down for our land, you know, the reservation part of it. Because it's election time right now, election year on our reservation. I understand that Pegasus is getting behind some candidates for office, the tribal office there. Pro-mining, we have some people that will go along with them, you know. And it's kind of scary. My nephew here has been working with the White Slave Society. His wife was a coordinator for the IAN conference we had in August. We have some support groups from the Missoula area here. I don't remember their names, but they helped us out. And you know, when we just yesterday's paper there, Winona got it, in Great Falls Tribune. They're trying to wiggle out of something else, you know, Pegasus technicalities. They're always trying to get out of something, you know. And they're pretty a formidable foe. They have the money and they have the buyers and they have the legislature and the governor in their hind pocket, you know. That's pretty plain. Legislature has passes laws where it gives them a license to pollute our water. You know, I know they're polluting our water. We can't drink it. I grew up around those mountains. We used to drink any place there. We can't do that anymore. You know, it hurts us, you know, hurts our people. And there's a lot of sicknesses unexplained since they started. They started in about 1980. You know, in 1976, they were going to return that portion of the mountains back to us. I remember I was on the tribal council. We went to Denver and we met with those people. They were going to give us back administratively. It wouldn't take a congressional act. Secretary of the Interior could have done it. And I don't know what happened, but I kind of suspected that's when they discovered this heap leach process of recovering gold, you know, small particles of gold. And profitable, make it profitable, and I think they changed their mind. But I only have 3 minutes here, I guess, but I think we can answer some questions later on. But I thank you for the time, and I thank Indigo Girls and these people for inviting us and giving us a chance to make a few comments on it. Yeah, thank you.